Aleph, and we are in the middle of Rav Teretz. He says, we had a machloikis, just let's go over quickly the machloikis and the baraisa. Shivrei tanu yoshon areihen kechol hakelim hanitlim bochotzer divrei rameya. We have here a tanur yoshon, and it broke, and there are shvarim. Areihen kechol hakelim hanitlim bochotzer. So it is permissible to be metaltal like all kelim hanitlim bochotzer. Divrei rameya. Rab Yehuda oimar ein nitlim. Rab Yehuda holds they're not nitl. So Rava had said that what is the machloikis? So Rava said b'shivrei dahai tanur kamiflagi. There is a certain tanur that the hesek rishon was not b'mechuba. So there's a machloikis in Masechtas Kelim. Does this tanur become muchshel lekabel tume? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not muchshel lekabel tume. The first hesek. The hesek that the gemar keli comes about through the hesek, and the hesek has to be in an oifen that the tanner is mechubel lekarkes, some sort of a chibur, a mitzas chibur al koponim. That is what Rabbi Yehuda holds legabi tumes tanner, and the chachamim hold even if the hesek harishin was betolosh, it also is mekabel tumim. So the Gemara had brought a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in Hilchis Tumah, if the Hesek Rishon was Naseh Betolosh, according to Rabbi Yehuda it's Toyer, and according to the Chachomim it is Tumah. So Rava had said that this is the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds like the Chachomim, that the tanur is tomei. So since the tanur is tomei, since legabi tumer has a teiris keli, so the shvorim are metaltal in Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it does not have a teiris keli legabi tumer. Hu adin, it does not have a teiris keli legabi tiltal mukze. So therefore, the shvorim are not mistaltal. That's how Rava learned the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Zok de Gemara, maskif lo Ravashi. So Ravashi asked on Rava, ihochi, if this is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, if L'chayre, the machloikis is, that means that both of them hold that Hilchis Tiltal Muktzeh has the same halachis like Hilchis Tumah V'Tare. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it doesn't have a Teiris Keili L'Gabi Kabbalas Tumah, it doesn't have a Teiris Keili L'Gabi Muktzeh. According to Rabbi Meir, it does have a Teiris Keili L'Gabi Tumah, it has a Teiris Keili L'Gabi Muktzeh also. Ihochi, Ademivligi b'shivrei tanu, so why are they being choylik? B'shivrei tanu, livligu b'tanu gufe. So they should be choylik b'tanu gufe. If you're telling me that Hilchis Tiltal Muktzeh has the same guidelines as Hilchis Kabbalas Tumah, so memele, so l'chayr, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it doesn't have a teiris keili legabi tume, so the tanur itself doesn't have a teiris keili legabi tiltul. Is tanur gufe le Rabbi Yehuda lehavi mone shvarav mi boy? So why did they have to be chaylik? By the shvarim, they should have been chaylik by the tanur gufe. That is Rav Ashi's kashe an Rav. The Sfas Emes wants to say pshat and rove. What? Dulcheretz amoyredike kasha bravashi. I mean, why are they, the yisod amachloikis is this tano tome or not? Does this tano have a teres keli ligabi kabolas tume? So why were they choylik in the shvorim? They should be choylik in the gufa tano. If hilchis keli ligabi mukze has the same guidelines as hilchis keli ligabi tume. So the Svasemisen could be, this is Pshat in the Ritva, Ritva also is Mevayer Pshat in Rove. But the Svasemis says as follows. Be'emisen, this Tanu, even though in Hilchis Kabbalas Tume, it is not Mekabal Tume, but this is a Tanu that is used and is Nishtamish B'Toyres Keili. So Memele Rove held, even though the Tanu does not have a shame keili ligabi kabolas tume, but ligabi muktze, it sicha has a teiras keili, because it is, you use it. And let us be mamtik. We'll have later a sugya if a person is miyachid a even for a tashmish. He's going to use this even for a kisui keili. He's going to use this even for a kisei. So we'll have a whole sugya later. So if he was miyached it for a shimush, it's not muktz anymore. Is this Evan mekabel tume? Tzicha doesn't have a teiras keili legabi tume. No, pshat is legabi tiltul muktz, as long as it is something that is used. So lemaise, it has a teiras keili. Yichud can give it a teiras keili. Here this tano was mamish used. We're speaking about a tano yoshon. The Barai speaks about Tanur Yoshon. That means this is after the 20th Hesek already. It was used already. So Memelis Rava held a filo according to Rabbi Yehuda that in Hilchis Kabbalah Stumetos never Teres Keili. But since this is a Keili that is being used, so Lemaise, so Legabi Muktzitzich as a Teres Keili. Legabi Shivre Keili. The emison Shivrei Keili is already a chiddush. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol HaKeilim HaNitlim Shivreihem Nitlim Nimoyim. But is at night, it has to be Roi L'chasa Yismonim. This din of Shivrei Keili is, the emison is a special halacha. The Ramban, when he explains this halacha, the Ramban says as follows. The Kivin, the Havu Keilim, since they once were Keilim, Vohuchinu lemlachton, so when they broke, adayin hachonoson v'toyroson aleyem, kozman sheruyim lemlochem. The Ramban explains, this shimush, that it's roi lechasois keili. So this shimush, every stone is also roi lechasois keili. Why does this sheva have a toyros keili, and a stone doesn't have a toyros keili, both are roi lechasois? So the Ramban says the Ike Lomdus is, since it was once part of a Keli, is Adayin Hachonoson V'Teiroson Aleim. So the Din Keli remains on the Shever, even though now it is really not a Keli. Now it is a Shever Keli. The Din of Shever Keli, that's a Din in Halochis. Since it has a Din Keli, so the Din remains by the Shvor. So this Rava held, that since Legabi Tume, it doesn't have a Din Keili, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shvarim also don't get a Din of Shever Keili. Masha Einkein, if the Tanum is not broken, so even though it doesn't have a Din Keili, but since Lemais it is used as a Keili, so Legabi Muktzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has a Teres Keili in his Mutter Betiltum. That is the Svar of Rava, and Ravashi disagrees. Ravashi holds other. If Muktze is Toli in Hilchis Tume, she should go all the way. If it's not Toli, so it's not Toli. You can't split it, Lagabi. The Hilchis Shivrei Keili, it's Toli in Hilchis Muktze, and Lagabi the Keili alone, it's Toli in Hilchis Tume, and Lagabi the Keili alone, it's not Toli in Hilchis Tume. That is the Machloikis, Ravashi and Rava. Elo Omar Ravashi. La'oilom kedamoron meikore. We'll say the first pshat. The first pshat is the machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda is, that we are speaking about a shivrei tanur that is oise me'ein meloche. You can do something with it. It's chazi le'meloche, but it's not chazi le'melachte rishayne. In the machloikis, in this barais, is the same machloikis we have in the Mishnah, that if a keili is oise meloche, not melachte rishoines, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have, it's muktzin, according to the Tanikama, Rameyer, it is not muktzin. Now the Gemara, Rav had asked Akash, if that is the machlokes, so why are they chaylik by a tano, shivrei tano? This is a machlokes and all shivrei kelim. Do you need oisei melache, or do you need oisei mein melachta rishayne? So why do we have a baraisa that is b'miyuchet speaking about shivrei tano? So Ravashi says as follows. Elom Ravashi, lo'oilom kidamor mikore. Uba'oise maise tafke. Now, tafke is a type of an oven, but the usage of this oven is not like a normal oven. A normal oven, the eish is midbifnim, and the isis are tzugiklep to the doifnei hatanu, and that's how you bake. A tafke is a tile. It is it is cheres that has no base kibble. You cannot put a fire inside of it. It is a flat piece of cheres. The Rabbeinu Chananel explains how you use it. Shenoisnin zeh hashever al gabi avonim umasiken eish milamata umartichen oison hashvorin umedavke mapas milamayla. In other words, this is more or less daimet a frying pan. But al koponim eisis, you put the cheres over stones, and there's an eish mitachtov, and the isis put milamayla. Uba oisim maise tafke. It's speaking about over here that the shivrei hatano, you can still bake with them. But you cannot bake in the same oifen that you used to bake when it was part of the tano. The Rabbi Meir l'dvor of the Rabbi Yehuda comma, and Rabbi Meir is timing l'divre Rabbi Yehuda as follows: l'didi, according to me, Rabbi Meir holds you only need oisim meloche. It doesn't have to be able to be mamshich the meloche rishayne, as long as it has some use in it. Is so according to me, it's ichetami. Afilu boisim main meloche. So, but according to you, and you're chaylik, you hold that in order for it to have a teiris keli, it has to be oisim alachte yerishainam. So by shivrei kelim, we had a bit of machlokes. You said that it is toir, because if it's not oisim alachte, and I said it's tame. And you said that you're metaltal it, and you said you're not metaltal, and I said you are metaltal. That was a machlokes. But over here, but the shivrei tano elaladidoch oideli miya bimoide that afilo according to you the shvarim should be considered oisem melachta rishayna the chahai gavne melachta you, because you can still bake with these shvarim, you can use it maise tafke, so memele, so here you should be moide to me. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, shivrei tano, I also am choylik with you. Loidomi, hosa meseikoi mebifnim, it is not doime to maise tano. Maise tano, you masik the tano mebifnim. Hoche heseiki mebachutz, here the hesek is from underneath the tafke. It's not inside. And number two, hosa meumit, there, when you bake pas in a tano, so the pas is standing vertically. It's standing, the pas was, dovak was attached to the doifnei hatano, was standing vertically. Hoche lav meumet, here the pas is horizontally. It's dovak to the tafke. In mistame, there's a difference in the end result, what the pas looks like. Heat rises, so mamela, if it's going vertically, it has one tzura. If it's standing horizontally, it has a different tzura. So mamela, so Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Meir that this is not considered oisei melach teyorishayim. Zot Rashi. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, ad Rove. He's asking Akash and Rove. The uke plukte de tilto shivrei tanu yoshon de le'el. Bishvarim dechi hai tano, that they're speaking about a shvarim. Ava miyuchi deke tano, that there was a hesek betolish. The who gufal Rabbi Yehuda lavmanu, the Tana gufal Rabbi Yehuda lavmanu. So according to the way you're saying that Muktzeh has the same guidelines as Tumeh, so the Tana alone doesn't have a Torah's keli. So therefore, the Ravashi says kedamorim mikore. Ba'oisin me'ein malocha. The machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda is when it is oisin me'ein malocha. V'loi me, it does ein malocha. V'loi me'ein malachton. But it does not do. It is not usable to be used for the malocha rishoine that it was doing before when it was shalom. V'shivrei tano mal yekomo. We're speaking about a normal tano. Not by a tano that's not mekabel tumah. Udekashuloch amay noke tano. Why did he? If the machloikis is if you need me'ein melachton or me'ein meloche, amay noke tano lifloik b'shivrei keili. Bahai it's the rechalei. We need a miyuchedike machloikis by shivrei tano. Why? Uba'oisin ktsas me'ein meleche safiyah. Because now, after there was nishba, you can still bake with it. Kigoin maise tafke. You can bake with it using it as a tafke. What is a tafke? Ra'ofim shekoirin tuvlish. Ra'ofim that are called tiles. Shemasikin oisom. You heat them up from the bottom, the way the Bein Hananel says. Va'oifin behem, and you bake with them. Kach shvorim eilu rechovim. These shvorim are white, and you can bake on top of them. Umiyu ein lahem toich. The shvarim do not have a toich lahasika mebifnim, to be masik mebifnim, elo mibachutz, the hesik is mibachutz kirofim. V'lav mishum deboi Rab Meir mein malachto, not Rab Meir holds l'shitosoi that you need mein malachto, elo mishum de Rab Yehuda nokitlo. He's chaps on according to Rab Yehuda. The Rab Meir l'dvorav de Rab Yehuda nokitano. So this machloik is was said that Rab Meir was toyin and Rab Yehuda become a lidi, according to me. Afilu oisin mein meloch, afilu it is oisin mein meloch, kedama b'mas nisan. But afilu according to you that you need mein melachton, this should be considered mein melachton because you can still bake on this, on the shvarim, the derech tavke. And he said, no, this is not considered me'ein melachton. Me'umit, b'tana oifin me'umit. The pas is standing vertically. Sha'pas dvuke b'doifnei atano. Vo'imedes, v'eino mutelis b'shchiva al gabi shulov, kira'ofim she'ein shoichvois al rechov. So me'mele, that's how Rav Ashi learned pshat in the machlokes of between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Let us just see one taisves b'shivrei dahai tano komiflegi. This was Rav's mahalach. Rav said that they were speaking about the shvarim of a tanur that was husak betalush. And we're saying that the hesek rishon was betalush. Lefi teret zeh teime ha de noket tanur yosham de behesek rishon pligi. So Tosfos says it's a teime that the Braisa said shivrei tanur yosham, and we are speaking about that the Tano, that the Hesek Rishon was betolosh. The other Hesekos Gaitans go on the Shon. So why does it say Tano Yosha? The Sfas Emes and the Megine Shleime, Taina and Toisves, that Toisves is a Pella. That Faker, the Baraisa wants to tell us a Chiddush, that even though this is a Tano Yosha and was used 20 times, the second 19 times it was Husak B'mechuba, Afal Pikein, so Memele in Shimush, it was used like all other Tanurim. Afal Pikein, since the Hesek Rishin was Betolush, according to Rav Yehud, it's not Mikabotum, and therefore it does not have a Teres Keli. So what is the problem? Hodinoket Tanu Yosh is telling us, Rulbuse, even though it is Yoshin and it was used another 19 times afterwards, Afal Pikein, since the Hesek Rishin was Betolush, it does not have a Teres Keli. Gini Shlomi says this Taisvis is a Tois. Heid Rabbi Yossi Mishum Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Al Shivrei Tanu Yoshon Shenitolim B'Shabbos. He holds like a mayor. Bal Kisuyoi She'enoi Tzorich Beis Yad. That the Kisuya Tanur is metaltal even though it does not have a handle. Ona Ravine Keman Metaltalinen Hoidno Kisui de Tanurai de Mosa Machasye. In Mosa Machasye, in the city of Machasye, the covers of the Tanurim did not have handles, and they were metaltal them. The Einlam Beis Achize, Keman Kerabaloza Ben Yaakov, Rabaloza Ben Yaakov said, that a kisui tano does not need a handle in order to have a teiris keli on it. Let us see what Rashi says. Kisui de tanure de mosa machasye, kisui tano shaloisoi mokem, lehoyo lehem beis achize. Tano mitnei shepiv lemailo. Rashi had explained how a tano looks. A tano did not have shulayim, it did not have a base. It was like an upside down kedere. But it wasn't exactly like an upside down kedere, because the chelik without shulayim, without a base, was put on the ground. And mibnei shepiv lamaila yesh loy kiso, it had a cover, shaloy yetze hevel, shaloy lachash idvik bayapas mechaseyu. Mistamer, all the melachis were done from the top of the tana, and then afterwards he covered the tana. That was the kisiya tana. Keman kerabaleza ben Yaakov, who adin avamotzel ameme kerabioisi, dishori lekamon letalto kisui keilim shemlam beis achize, bekli de chabrino ba'ara. We'll have later the sugi in kuf chavovam at beis, that there's a revuse, even though the keili is mechuba la'are, af alpike, one is permitted to be metalto the kisui, even though it doesn't have a beis achize. There's a chidish, it's not doima leboine. So why did he have to say Haloch Keman Kerabaleza Ben Yaakov? Rabbi Yosi was also matter. Ela Mishum the Mishnah Rabbi Leza Ben Yaakov Kavenoki. So Mameli said that's why he said that this is Afales Lachan Hoget Kerabaleza Ben Yaakov. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ha Even Shebe Kiruya. Let us see Rashi what we are speaking about. Ha Even Shebe Kiruya. The last Yevesha Chalula. There was a gourd that was the inside of the gourd was scooped out. Now you had the outside hard skin that was hollowed out. Umemalin b'mayim. So this was used in place of a bucket in order to be memalamayim. Umitoich shehi kala. But since this is a very light bucket, it floats. Eina sheyeves. You can't shep water with it. Elotzofa, it floats. So how is this used? How do you shep water with it? It won't go underneath the water level. The noisnim bo even lahachbido. So you put a stone into this kiruya. And the stone weighs down. So then when you put it into the water, it will sink and you'll be able to shep up water. So the Mishnah says as follows. So the Shaila is if you're allowed to use this on Shabbos. The problem is, Evan is Muktzeh. Eitzim Vavonim are Muktzeh. They're not a Keli. So the Mishnah says as follows. Im Mimalin Bo Ve'eino Neifeles. If when you're Mimali, this Kirui, the stone will not fall out. Or in other words, it is speaking about that the stone is tied and attached to the kirui, so therefore it won't fall out. So then it is considered as part of the kirui. So it gets a teiris keli. It's considered like the doifen of the keli. Because the keli needs this weight in order to make it usable. So it becomes like an intricate part of the kirui. So mela, everything gets a teiris keli. Is im mimalim bo ve'eino neifeles, if you could be mimalo with this kirui, and the even will not slip out, mimalim bo, she'll have to be mimalo in Shabbos, because it becomes part of the kirui, and he gets a teiris keli. Bim lav, but if the even is not attached to the kirui, ein mimalim bo, Sagt Rashi, im malin bovein and I fell as shekeshu lo yofe. It is tied very well, lefi akiruya, to the pi of the kirui, ishov ye keli, so it becomes a keli. Vim la, but if it is not tied, hareyu kishar avonim, so there's a din of an ebbe. Vein metalto les akiruya, so you cannot be metalto the kiruya, the shav ye bosis lev, and shenay soso. So the kirui also becomes mukta, since he had put the Evan into the Kiri, so becomes a bossi, so it's not permitted to be metaltal the Kiri either. Zmaira, shehi kishura bitofia. If you have a branch, Rashi, Zmaira shel gefen, shehi kishura, that this Zmaira was tied bitofia. Bitofia, Rashi says, pach, a small jug. Sheshoyev in boy mina boy, yeshoyev mayim mina boy, oy mina mayim. So in order to let down the pach, you take along zmeire, and then you can let down the pach. But the zmeire is mukta. So if it's, that doesn't have a teiris keli. So the Mishnah says, if it's kshura b'tofiyach, if it was tied to the tfiyach, so it becomes part of the tefiyach, memalim bo b'shabbos. So there's a teiris keli, malim bo b'shabbos. B'kat hacha memalim bo, so Rashi says, d'shov ya keli lahach zmoira. By tying it to the tefiyach, it becomes a keli. B'kat hachaloin. We have here a window. We'll see later in the bottom of the yomad if we're speaking about a skylight. That is a window in the roof, or we're speaking about a window in the wall. But he had something that stuffed up the chaloyim. Either it was made out of material or wood, and it would fit into the chaloyim, and it stuffs it up. Is Rav Elazar Oymer, Bizman Shehu Kosher V'Toli. If this pekak was tied to a rope, and this rope is attached to the house, and it is hanging, this pekak is hanging, so then, paikike boy, then you're allowed to stuff up the window. Just like a door that is hanging on hinges, there's no shayla of moisif ala binyan when you close the door and open the door, because pshat is, since it is attached to the wall, it is part of the house. So it is not considered moisif ala binyan. It's the same thing. If this pekak is kosher v'toloi me'erev Shabbos, so poikikim boy, so you're allowed to stuff the window with it. V'imla, but what is if it's not attached? So you're taking a pekak that's a dova metalful, and you're stuffing up a window of a house. Or you're stuffing up a skylight. So that's called your moisif ala binyan. So that is also avim lav. So it's not kosher v'toli, ain't poikikim boy. V'chomim aimri beikach u beikach poikikim boy. Even though it's not kosher v'toli, it is also permissible to stuff the window with it. Zot Rashi v'toli. Toli means she'enoi nigrar ba'oret. That this pekak is not on the ground. Shahachevel shehu kosher boy einay magia la'oretz. That the chevel does not reach the ground. Ein poikikim boy. The merzi kimoisif ala binyan. That means he's taking a dover ametalto and sticking it into the binyan. So it's merzi kimoisif ala binyan. Benkach u benkach bigmore meforesh la. Tanan hosom, we learned a Mishnah, Evan Sha'al Pi Hachovis. A person had a Evan, a stone, Sha'al Pi Hachovis. This was covering a barrel. The mouth of the barrel was covered with a stone. And now he wants to take the wine out of the barrel. So the Mishnah says, you have a problem here, because the stone is mukta. So how are you going to get rid of the stone? Mata al tzida vehinay fellas. So you'll tilt the barrel, and when you'll tilt the barrel, so the stone will fall down. So that is considered l'chayre tiltul min atzad l'tzayrech dovar amuta. I want the yayin, and I'm not touching the stone. I'm under my whole tiltul is in the barrel. So memele, so therefore it is muta. This whole halacha that it is permissible. In lachayre, what are we speaking about? This din mata al tzidavine feles. When is this permissible? Elo loishonu elo b'sheicheach. If he forgot the stone erev Shabbos. So if he forgot the stone erev Shabbos, so the chavis never became a bosses. So if the chavis never became a bosses, so memele. So I could be mata the chavis. The chavis is not a bosses to dva mukta, because it was not left on the chavis pekavot. Avol b'meiniya. But what is if he put the stone on bekavone? He wanted l'chayre that this stone should be a kisi yachavis. Nase bosses l'dover hosom. So then the chavis becomes a bosses l'dover hosom. So then one will not be permitted to be mata the chavis. That's Omar Rab Ami, Omar Rab Yech. Shem Rab. The Rab Yosef, Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rab Yechanin. Loishanu Elo Bishaychaya. They also said, Rabbi Yechanan Taki said, that there's a difference between Sheikhayach and Miniyach, but not the way you said, no. Lo Ishanu Elo B'Sheikhayach. We're speaking about that the stone was left on top of the Chavis. So Memela, since the stone was left on top of the Chavis, Shaloi B'Kavonim, so Memela, the stone does not become a Kisuya Keli. Avo B'Meiniyach. But if he put the stone on B'Kavonim, that this should be a kisi yachovis, nasi kisi lachovis. So then it becomes a cover of the chovis. So memele, you don't have to be mata. You could pick it up in your dayim. It's ois mukze. By putting it down on top of the chovis, that this should be used b'teiras kisui, it becomes a keli already. So therefore it's not necessary to be mata. So we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef Omar Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Vakel putting it down b'kavon macht kalye, that not only is the stone mukse, but then the chavis becomes a bosses also. And according to Rabbi Yosef Omar Rabbi Yochanan, now punkt Vakel, that if it was put down b'kavon l'shem kisui, so Memele becomes a kisui, gets a teres keli. So then you're permitted to lift up the stone. It becomes a keli. Omar Rabbe, Moisvinon Ashmaitin. I asked the kashe on the shtik teira I said. I said a shtik teira. That what? That even though it was put down, l'shem kisui, the chavis becomes a bosses l'dover ha'osa. The putting down does not change the status of the stone. It's still a stone. It doesn't become a kisui keili. Is ma'isvina nashmaitin, so I asked Akasha and ma'ishtik teire from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ha'evin shebekiyuyam. Im memalin bo, if you could be memalin. The kirui ve'ein onay feles and will not fall out. That means it was tied memalimbo. So memela, you see that even though the stone was put bekavone, the kirui does not become a bosses. Vakert, you're permitted to be metaltal. So over here, since the stone was put l'shem kisui, you should also be permitted to be metaltal. That was my kasha. But he answered the kash, v'loyi, awesome, even the hatka shav yedoifim. Here we're speaking about that he tied it. He tied it to the kiruya. So by tying it to the kiruya, there it becomes an intricate part of the Kiruya, Memela it becomes a daifen. This becomes the chelik of the daifen of the Kiruya. Masha Ein Kain, over here by the Kisuya Chavis, it wasn't tied to the Chavis, it was just put down on the Chavis. So forget it, that doesn't make it a keli. A kesher, a maise, that will make it a keli. Omar Rav Yosef said, umaisvino nashmaiten. Rav Yosef also had a kasher. An hishtik teure. Rav Yosef held that even though that if one puts a stone on top of a chavis, it's not mikusha to the chavis. It's since it was put down with an intent to serve as a kisya chavis, so the putting it down gives it a teiras keli, and you're permitted to be metaltal. So let's look in the safe of our Mishnah. Im lav, our Mishnah says klon it the way I said. If it is not tied to the kirui. So the Mishnah says, "Ein memalin bo." You're not permitted to be memalin. So you see, fakir, not the way I said. You have to do a ma'ase gomo. You have to be mahadikid. You have to tie it to the kiruya. Then it becomes a part of the kiruya. Some say putting it down with good intentions is not mahapach a stone to become a keli. So memele it is shver. Our Mishnah, the Sefer, our Mishnah is shver according to me. The loy. So Rabbi Yisus said a teretz, Hosom, kiven the loy hotko, since he did not tie it, betuli botlo. So we'll see in Rashi, betuli botlo means that, so he did not want to use it as a chelik of the keli, because if it's not tied to the kiruy, he's going to put it in the water, it's going to slip out. So we see he does not want it, he's not mashiv, the Eben as a part, as a chelik of the kiruya, because it'd be mashav, it'll tie it. If he would want the shimush of the yevon, it won't work if it's not tied. It's going to slip out. So memela, so there was no intent that it should become part of the chelik without tying it. But by a chavis, by putting it down and covering the chavis, that alone is sufficient. Let us see Rashi. Tanan osam lekamon behind mesech. Ha'even sha'al piyachovitz v'hutzrach litel min hayayin shebesoich. Mate ha'chovitz al tzido v'hinoi felos. So he tilts the chovitz and the stone falls off. So Omar Rabbi Yechonis, Rabbi Yechonis said, lo yishonu de muter l'taltel ha'chovitz v'even oleho diktoni. Now we have to realize, Rashi said over here a mouthful. And Rashi was matrik agemore shreklach. Now, let us understand what Rashi said over here, and then we have to understand why Rashi said it. But let's first see what Rashi said. In the Mishnah that we learned, let us see the Mishnah for 1 second. Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows: Ha Even Shal Pi Hachovis Mato Al Tzida. The Evan al Pi Achovis, Mata al Tzida. So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Mata al Tzida, Mata Chovis al Tzida, in Tzorch Lito Min Hayayin. If he has to take some wine, the Evan al Felis, Vlo Yitlena Bi Yodayin, he shouldn't take the Evan is Mukse, Mata al Tzida. Hoysa Bein Achovis. What happens if this Chovis was Bein Achovis? So Rashi says, "Hoise bein achovis, v'yorei shaloi people ha'even al achovis v'yishavrim." If he's going to do this procedure of tilting the chovis, so the stone's going to fall on a neighboring chovis, and it's going to break the chovis. Taydachnish, hoise bein achovis, magbia. So you lift up this chovis, the chovis kula. Rashi says, "Umisalka mi bein achovis." You pick up the chovis, you take it out. It shouldn't be surrounded by different chovis. V'sham mata al tzida. Mata ya'isa bein achovis magdia umata al tzida v'hinayfal. So there's so the Reish is speaking about a chavis that is not surrounded by other chavisin. Then you are matal tzida. If you have a problem, you cannot be matal tzida, then you're permitted to lift up the chavis, and you lift it up and you take it away that it should not be surrounded by chavisin, and then you're matal tzida. So Rashi says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, Loishanu elo b'sheicheyach. Avol b'meniach nase bosis ledova ha'osan it is osa. So if we learned the Gemara kipshutoi, we would say that the Gemara only brought down the Reisha. We're not Bekim. We don't have Rashi's Bekiyas to know that there's a Sefer also. But al kaponim, let us learn the Reisha. We would learn the Reisha. We would learn the Gemara as follows. The Reisha says aloche that yamat al tzida. And for Omar Rabbi Yochanan, when are you matal tzide b'meniach, b'sheicheyach? Avo meniach nasa bosis l'davar osa, and matal tzide is osa. That's how we would learn pshat. What did Rashi say? No. Rabbi Yochanan is going on the sefer of the Mishnah, which Agamah didn't bother to bring down. Loi shonu demuta l'taltal achavis. When is it muta to be metaltal the chavis? Va'evin aleo diktoni. Who's speaking about tiltal achavis? Diktoni, because we learned in the Sefer. V'moisa bein chavis. She'yore lahato isa shom shaloiti polevin ala chavis shebetzida. Magbiya. Then he's permitted to lift up the chavis umatal tzida v'inay feles. So when is it permitted to lift up the chavis? Only by Sheicheyach. But by Meniach, one is not permitted to lift up the Chavis. Aber weist ois von Rashi to be matter the Chavis. Afilu by Meniach, you're allowed to be matter the Chavis. That is what Rashi said over here. Rashi was mafkia. The poshet of pshat in the Gemara, Rashi says, anu pshat in the Gemara, in order to tell us that even though it became a bosis, hatoy is mutter, and only Hagboah is also. That is what Rashi is telling us. Now the Shaila is, why is Rashi telling us that? What was it gedrukt Rashi to tell us such a thing? Why can't you learn Kipshutai? So I'll tell you, there's a Poshet Teferet, and there's a Rabbi Kivegas Teferet. Let me first tell you the Poshet Teretz. And we'll see from the... Let us look at Daf Kuf Chof Amid Beis. This is a Baraisa we learned already. Kuf Chof Amid Beis, 6 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbonon, Ne'er Shal Gabe Tavle. Here we have a similar case. Ne'er Shal Gabe Tavle. Minayer Es HaTavle V'Hinei Feles. A person is permitted to be menayir the tabla. In Amud Ve Rav Yani, Lishon Ve'ele B'Sheicheyach, Avo B'Meiniach, but if it was put there, B'Kabon, and Asas Bosa, L'Dover Ha'osa. So here it would seem to say, Klo, that Niyur is also when it becomes a Bosis. What does Rashi say? Avo Meiniach, Nasis Tavla, Bosis, L'Dover Ha'osa, Va'osa letaltelo kidei lenayro. So the Erzeru is medayik from this Rashi that Nia is mutar afilo became a bosis. Only tiltel is osa. Rashi stuck in one word over here. But Rashi is consistent. Rashi is saying that tiltel lenayr is osa. But Nia is mutar. So the positive shot in Rashi is that Sechmir, the Megini Shloime says in Soif Bameh Toynim, that Rashi holds that Niyur is considered Tiltul Min Hatzad. Niyur, it's Tiltul Mukze is called if I lift up the Mukze. That is called, till we had one Sarashi before, in Kira Dachtimir, that Tiltal is called, I'm lifting up the Mukze. That is called Tiltal Mukze. If you are not lifting it, you are just being, you're just tilting it, but not lifting it, that is not called Lekiche, that is not called Tiltal Mukze, and Memele, so this is considered Tiltal Minatzatz. Afilu, it becomes a bosses. So what's wrong with Nia? Rashi holds, Nia is permissible. Nia is not called Tiltal Mukze. So Afilu became a boss, this will also be also. This is what the Megine Shloime says this is Shitas Rashi, he brings down Arashi, he goes on Arashi and Soipa Metaimnim. That's how he says Pshat and Rashi. And this would stim very good with the Rashi we just mentioned by Neir Al Gabi Tabla. But Rashi says, with Erzeru is Medaik from Rashi, that Metalto also Letalto Lola Naira, Dafke Tilto Letzerich Neir is also. Rabbi Kivege wants to say a cheshbet in order to for Rashi. Rabbi Kivege asks a kasha. We hear a Rashi and Daf Memtes Omed Aleph. Rashi and Daf Memtes Omed Aleph. In this kasha, let me be magdim. The what Rabbi Kivege asks, the Ritva asks the kasha. And the Sam Sofer asked the Kasha. This is a Kasha which we have to speak about also. Rashi and Daf Mem Tesamad Aleph says as follows. The Mishnah says, Toimnin Begizei Tzema, a person, and the pot was a hot pot, and you covered it, Begizei Tzema. Now the Gizei Tzema is mukta, because tzemar is oimid to be used for weaving, for spinning. You don't use tzemar to insulate kedeiras. It has a more choshev value. So the Mishnah says, ve'ein metaltalim oisa. You're not permitted to be metaltal the tzemar, because it's mukta. So now you have a problem. So if the kisui, that is covering the pot is muktzah, so how you can get to the cholim? You have a problem over here. So the Mishnah says, Keitzadu oise, noitel asakisu, he lifts up the cover. It seems it wasn't completely covered with tzemel. There was a place that we could touch the cover. Noitel asakisu, vehein neiflois, and that'll fall down. And the mele, that's how you get to your cholim. So Rashi had a kasha. How are you allowed to pick up the kisui? The kisui was a bosses to the tzemer. The kisui became a bosses to the tzemer. The tzemer is muktzah. How are you allowed to pick up the kisui? So Rashi says, "Va'av al gav shehein oleho loyich beslon." Doesn't matter. The loynasis bosses loen shehein osui elo lechasis kedera. The kisui hakdeira never became a bosses for the tzema. So what is pshat and Rashi? So pshat and Rashi is that the gedera of bosses is if the base is a shimush for that which is on top of it. Ner al gabi tavla. You have a tray. And you have a nair, so the tray was made to hold the nair. So the tray becomes a bosses for the nair. It's here chat that the kisui akdeire is a tray to hold the tzema. I forget, it's the other way around. The tzema is mishamish the kisui akdeire. Forget, the tzema wants to insulate the kdeire. So the tzemer is a shimush for the kdeira, not the kdeira is a shimush for the tzemer. Amoyre de kelom de shesvore. So memele, so Rashi says, it never became a bosses. It never became a bosses. This is a Rashi, daf mem pesa medal. So the emerson, before we go further, this is Shreklev. So the emerson, the Ritve, and the Chsam Soife, and Rabbi Kevege asks, so what is Pshat Magamore? Agamore says that if you put a stone on a chavis, so the maise b'niach, so the chavis becomes a bosses. The chavis, the stone is put on l'shamesh es chavis. The stone was, this is a cover for the chavis. So this should be equivalent to the tzemah, which is used to insulate the kedera. So just like over there, the kedera does not become a basis to the tzemah, because the purpose of the tzemah is to be mishamesh the kedera, not the other way. So here also, the stone was put to cover the chavis. Not that this is a tray to hold up stones. It's the other way. It was put down l'shem kisui. So what is pshat in our Gemara? So this kasha, the Ritva asks, the Sam Sefer asks, and Rabbi Kevager asks. Before we come to Rabbi Kevager's teretz, which Rabbi Kevager wants to, by the way, for pshat in this kasha also, let me tell you a more poshet teretz that the Chassam Sofer says. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. There, the Gizei Tzemer is Mishamish the Kedera. Faker, the Gizei Tzemer is a tuffle for the Kedera. I want to insulate the Kedera, so I'm covering it with Tzemer. So, Memele, there, Zichy, you don't say that the Kedera is a bosses to the Tzemer, since the whole purpose of the Tzemer is to insulate the Kedera. There's a geshmak is for it. Over here, it is not pshat that the kisui is mishamish the keli. The keli doesn't need a kisui. You know what needs a kisui? The food inside needs a kisui. The wine inside needs a kisui. So and the chavis and the kisui both are mishamish the wine. Not that the kisui is mishamish the chavis. The kisui is covering the wine from the top. The chavis is enclosing from the wine from the sides and the bottom. So each of them are mishamish the wine. But not pshat is that the kisui is a mishamish for the chavis. So since the kisui is not a mishamish for the chavis, so here we don't say Rashi svore, and we say Vaker, since he wants a chavis with a kisui on top of it, so the chavis becomes a basis for the kisui. That is how the Chassam Sofer for Enfels argue with that Rashi. That is a poshut ta'ifa. Rabbi Kevager wants to say, Rabbi Kevager says a cheshbon. Rabbi Kevager wants to say that there's three madreges. There's a madrege of shochach. Shochach is not a bosses in ganzen. There's a madrege of Heiniach, where it is not mishamish the bosses. Like by Ner, let us say. Ner al gabi tavla. Ner al gabi tavla, so there, the tavla is an emissive bosses to the Ner. So there the halacha is that Ner will also be also. It'll be shver, the Lashon of Rashi, we mentioned before, that the Zeruz Medayik from Rashi Nitzah. But this is what Rabbi Kevager says. If it became an emissive basis, it is also b'neir also. But if it's an in-between, that means it is mishamish, the chavis, but afal pikein, it is not like shochach, it is mishamish the chavis. So he wants to say, so this tzir of being mishamish the chavis, or that seer of Gizei Tzemer that's Mishamish the Kedera, this has a in-between halacha. Neil is Mutter, and Tiltul is Asa. That's how Rabbi Kevager wants to say Pshat and Rashi. So since we are speaking about, and that's how these two Rashi stims, Rashi and Daf Mem Pes is speaking about Neil. Neil is Mutter if it was put L'Shamesh. And that's why Rashi had a kasha over here. So what's wrong? Since it was put, this stone was put l'shamish esachovis, so neir should be muta. So therefore Rashi says, Einochanami, neir is muta. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the sefer. The sefer says tiltul is also muta. So that Rashi says tiltul will not be muta. According tiltul will not be muta b'meiniach, even though it was made l'shamish. That is how Rabbi Kevager for emphasis pshat in Rashi. Zot Rashi weiter. B'sheicheyach ha'even oleho shaloi b'miskav. Avo b'meiniach nasis achovis bosis la'evin shidovo ho'isa ve'ein metaltel as achovis. Vaita Rashi says. And then when it becomes a bosis, tiltel is also. Rabbi Yosef amar Rabasi lekula amar Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan differentiated between shochach and meiniach. Loi shanu duhutzach lahatis as achovis. Loi niten letaltel la'evin lehedye. One is not permitted to be metaltel the evin ela b'sheicheach. Bloiniskavin lasoisa keili. So it's an evin. And then you have to be menayah. Avol b'meiniach nasa ha'evin kisi l'chavis. Then it becomes a cover to the chavis. U'megalo isa kedalka. Then it gets a teiras keli and is permitted to pick it up. Ashmaitin ashmu ashali sh'amarti b'meiniach ha'iset. Ein ha'evin nasa keli. Memalin bo'al b'evin nasa keli. The heaven becomes a keli. So he said, that's the hotka shekosh reyofa. So there, that can becomes a part of the keli. Vim lavein memalim. And Rabbi Yosef asked the kashim on the safe of the Mishnah. Vim lavein memalim. Amrine nase keli bahanoche baume. It doesn't become a keli bahanoche baume. Vekoshe ledidi. So it's schwer according to me. The omri I said lael. B'meiniach nase kisui l'chavis. If you put it on l'shem kisui, it becomes a cover of the chavis. And one is permitted to be metaltel. The loyi, loikashali. It's not schwer. There, if he won't tie it to the kiruya, you can't fill up the kiruya without tying it. The novel's going to fall out. He did not tie it to the kiruya. Bituli botlomitairas keli. So they're not tying it showed. His action shows that this evidence does not have a Torah's keli. Goli daited lechoshimle. He doesn't need the evin to become part of the keli. If he would need the evin, he would tie it, because without tying it, it's going to slip out. So if he was megaladas, he doesn't need the evin, so then the evin does not become part of the keli. Avol kisi chavis hanoche mashvelei keli. Then hanoche makes it a keli. Zokte gemore. So we have the Amachloikis, Rav Asi Omer Rav Yochanan, and Rav Ami Omer Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi Omer Rav Yochanan is a Gevaldike Mekel. He holds by putting a stone on a Chavis, the Hanoche alone gives it a Teiras Keli. That's Rav Asi Omer Rav Yochanan. And Rav Ami Omer Rav Yochanan holds there's no such thing. A Hanoche does not give it a Teiras Keli. Zok de Gemore, Mar Sova Boinen Maise. Rav Ami holds that in order for it to get a Teiras Keli, you have to do a Maise Gomor in order to be Mahapach, to make from a stone a Keli. Umar Sova, and Rav Asi holds, Loi bin a Maise, you don't need a Maise. A Pu'ul, you don't need a Maise Choshev, a Maise Kodu is also sufficient. He put it down, Lashem Kisi, becomes a Kisi. For us the litamayu, we see the goal litamayu, the chioser of the miyamar abchanine, the omalomar abzeiromar abchanine, they tell over a maisa which once occurred. Pam achas olach rebi lemokimechot. Rebi once went to a certain place. Omotza nadve shalavone. And he found a pile of stones. And these stones were set up, were piled one on top of the other. They were hukta lebinyan. So stones which are hukta lebinyan are mukta. For Omar le Talmido, Tzu, Erev Shabbos, he told them, tomorrow we're going to have a Seder, we're going to learn tomorrow. Now what are you going to sit on? You're going to sit on these stones. But these stones are meyuchad lebinyan. So he told the Talmidim, Tzu, go out, v'chishvu, and be mechashiv that we're going to use it tomorrow. Kedei sheneishev aleim lamocha. That means Rebbe hold the machshava alone that is sufficient. There's a din that everything has to be minamucham. So if we'll be mechashiv, we'll use these stones. We'll use these stones to sit on. So memeila, it becomes a keli already. The Ritva says, Why'd he tell them to? Why'd he have to go out? I'm telling you, there's stones there. You're going to sit on the stones tomorrow. Mustafa came out, right? The very interesting Ritva. The Ritva says, V'hod the kama tzu v'chishvu, mishum the machshava loy mahani, elak sheroya oise yofe, shehen ru'uyois li yeshiva. That means the Rebbe told them that there's stones to sit on. They know, well, who knows what stones, when, so there's no real gemiras das. He says, go and look at the stones. Each one of you, go and look at the stones. You'll see that the stones are royally yeshiva, and then just think I'm going to sit on it, and that's achon, and finished. So the machshava alone is sufficient. That's a maisa with Rebbe. Lo yitzrichon Rebbe lemaisa. And Rebbe, he didn't need a mice, he just had to go out and look at it and go back. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. It's Richon Rabbi Lemaise. No, that wasn't the story over there. Rabbi said, you need a mice. My Omaluhu, what did he tell them to do? How did they make these stones? Chairs? Rabbi Ami Omar, Tzu Velimdum Omaluhu. Rabbi Ami told them, Erev Shabbos, we have a big job. You have to, all these stones are piled up. Now each one take down a stone and be mesader it, and put one next to the other, and we're going to sit on these stones tomorrow. We'll see what they accomplish by doing this. Tzu v'limdum omalu. Rabasi omar, tzu v'shafshifum omalu. Rabasi told them, no, you don't have to go and be mesader the stones. These are dusty stones, and you have to understand, tomorrow everyone's wearing his bekicha. From a mailer, they're going to get dirty. They're not usable to sit on. You have dirty stones. So he told them, each will go out with a dust cloth and wipe off the dust and finish. Tomorrow we'll take them down. Just wipe off the dust. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Ve'ozdu l'tamayu. So Rashi holds Be'emison, we had before, and Avkuf Chav Daladom at Beis, the Levenim should be Shtairim in Abinyin and not Mukta, but if they're piled up, they're Mukta. So Rashi holds, it's a big machlokes HaPoskim, that Avonim are equivalent to Levenim, and when is it Mukta? If it's Sidurais or Mukta is Levinyin, then it's Mukta. My omaluhu, my maise itzrichon l'Rabbi Yochanan. Tzu v'limdum, sidru oisom, he told them, you should take down these stones and be misadded them. V'heishivum, and put them down, kedei shoy nitztarech ligo behem l'mocho. Put them down, and the way you put down these stones, that's how the yeshiva is going to look. Tomorrow, we can't be metal for them. There's nothing to do. You can't, it's Erev Shabbos now, we can't make the stone a keli. So it's going to be muktzeh. So tomorrow, we will not be permitted, to be metaltonen. So put them down today. So memela, tomorrow you'll just sit on them. You won't move them. The Rabbi Ami Litame, the Omar Lael, an Evan Nasis Kli Bahanoche. That an Evan does not become a Kli Bahanoche. And perhaps we can say that the Emerson, there are two Shilas. Actually, we've mentioned this more than once, but the Stipler in Mesechtes Beis Siman Dalet explains this beautifully. There are two halachas in Hilchis Muktzeh. There's one halach in Hilchis Muktzeh that one is not permitted to eat or to use something that was not muchon miboid yoyim. Something that was not oimed to be used this Shabbos, it wasn't muchon to be used this Shabbos, one is not permitted to eat it, one is not permitted to use it. So therefore there's a din veichinu es asher yaviyu. You have to have a zinin that you'll use this for Shabbos. That is in the din shimush of muktzeh. Then there's another din in muktzeh. Afilu, I was making it. But there's a din in tiltal muktzeh. One is not permitted to move something which is not a keli or not an oichel. And this din tiltal has nothing to do with the din of a heichinu. This din tiltul is what we had learned before. This is also gzeire mishum lesser da haitzo. That Chazal asked to be metaltal something that is not a keli, because if you'll be able to be metaltal everything, you'll carry also. So there are two halachas. There's a halacha of that one cannot use something that is not min hamuchan. And there's another halacha, one cannot be metaltal something that is not a keli. So l'chayre, by this mice of Rebbe, there were emissin two shaylas. Shaila number one, they're using the muktzah, they're sitting on muktzah, these stones are muktzah. So on the sitting chayla could be, there's no problem whatsoever, they were making it. And this hachon is, in l'gabi this chayla, l'gabi, it was v'hechino sheshayiviyu, the fakert, they were mesada the stones that they're going to sit on it. Ein l'cha hachon g'day l'mizu, it was mukhan to sit on. So the shaila of shimush b'muktzeh, there's no problem. I feel according to Rabbami. Well, there's another problem. There's a problem you're not allowed to be metaltal something, even though it was mukhan. If it's not a keli, you're not permitted to be metaltal it. So Rabbami holds over here, Rabbami holds, that's a keli. So he told them, set down the stones. You won't be permitted to be metaltal tomorrow because the stones are muktzah. Ein nasis keili b'hanoch. Ein ever nasis keili b'hanoch. A keili it won't become. Tiltul b'yosel. But to sit down and it'll be mutter. Because be'emesin on that there was a hachone. Limdum kidamrinim b'moyit kotten. Oysel lehem limudim. What does limudim mean? L'sader nesorim al piyabur. There, so, Limudim is a lotion of sidur, you're misada one next to the other. That is how what Rav Ami said. And Rav Asi said, v'shiv shefo min atit, just wipe off the mud and the dirt, she inois leishe, ulemochel talamdum, the b'maise koldu nase keili. Tomorrow we can use them to learn with, you can move them around, because maise koldu nase keili. So this is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the Ozdol Tamayu Rabami holds a Maisa Koldu who will not make it for a Keli. So therefore, they were not permitted to be metaltalin. Ravasi holds a Maisa Koldu who makes it for a Keli. So Memele, so over there the Maisa Koldu was Shivshuv. Here, taking the stone and putting it on the Chavis is also a Maisa Koldu. Let us see Tosfos. Ba'ozdo l'tamayu. Teima. Heichi havi Rav Asi l'taime. Where do we see a similarity of Rav Asi? Ad Rav, pligi. Tohoche kama Rav Asi nase kisi l'chovis panoche greide b'loishu maise. They're just putting it down is sufficient. You put it down for a cover, becomes a cover ready. V'gabinad v'omar Rav Asi tzu v'shavshifum omolehem. They had to go and clean it off. So l'chayre, they're not the same. Just to take down the pile would not be sufficient. You have to go and wipe it off. And here you just go and put it down. Oit koshet gabi nadver komar desagi b'shifshev. L'kama gabi kisi kelim. Omar ravasi em rabi yoichanin. Ushi yesh ben teres keli. You need to have a teres keli by kisi kelim. So the fakelta stone is not good. You need to have a teres keli. So it's mamish hashrek. Yishloim as the Taisi says as follows: the kisi chovis sagi lo bahanoche. Kisi chovis. In order for it to cover chovis, it's sufficient putting it down over the chovis. Shedalkei lasoi se koldu. Whatever you want, you could make for a kisi chovis. Leiboi tiku no maise gomor kishar kisi keila. A chovis is a large thing. You take a big stone, you cover it, a guten tag. So memeila, that is sufficient. So by putting it down, l'shem kisi, it becomes a kisi. V'nadvech shaleven. By nadvech shaleven is a zay. Mesusis meruba lebinyan. There it's speaking about that it is smooth, it is square. So memeila, it's good to sit up. But they're dirty. They were outside. They were exposed to the elements the whole time. Isagilu b'shivshu. So there you just have to dust it off. Shein tzorich oitikun. Umikomuk mavi rabasi l'tamei. This is a kula, this is a ma'isa koldo. But you have to do this ma'isa koldo because if you won't dust it, it's not royally yeshiva. Because the full of tits. So you have to do something, a ma'isa koldo, to make it roy to what it's aimed for. Masha'in came by the kisri chavis, it's not missing anything. So their hanoch is sufficient. And what the status means, but by Kisri Kalim, it's not like a Chavis. There you need something more suited to the Kaili. So there Rav Asim of Yechman says, Ushi Yesh Bem Feiras Kaili. You can't use Tamazoi for Kisri Kaili a stone. It won't work. Oh, the Koma Rav Asim Bepeg Bem Etoimnim Choroye Shal Deko Yoshav Afal Pisholoi Kosha. Rav Asim said, that if you sat once on these branches, even though you weren't, in the middle of the week I sat, it's sufficient. Half a piece of like kosher, but it didn't do any maisa whatsoever. So Taisis has two thoughts. Terence number one, Hosam Rav Ashi Galsina. Inami, Ruyim Hemli Yeshiva Tfei Me'avonim, you don't even need anything to prepare them. So that alone, which in the middle of the week he once sat on them, which is the smallest tachana whatsoever, he didn't have a zin and he was going to use it for Shabbos. That alone that he sat in the middle of the week, that is sufficient to give it a teres achone that one is permitted to sit on it on Shabbos.